This is Michael Easter. A quick note that if you're hearing this, you are not a member of 2%. Here's what that means. You'll be able to listen to the full episode of any of our podcasts that are published on Monday for free. Totally free. So enjoy. But you'll only get a preview of our episodes that are published on Wednesdays and Fridays. So if you want to become a member and get full access to this episode and all of our past and future episodes, please become a member at twopct.com. Thanks, and enjoy the episode. Welcome to 2% with Michael Easter. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd, and our post today is The Power of Observation. Dr. Kashi explains a tactic to make lasting improvements. This advice worked for me, and it is going to work for you. So a quick summary of today's post. Here's what we're covering today. We are talking to Dr. Kashi, Trevor Kashi, who I will explain who he is in a moment, if you don't know who he is, but let's just say he's a super genius. He is going to share an incredibly sensical and effective path to improvement. He's used this to help people lose weight and keep it off, to win Olympic gold medals, to double the revenue of their businesses, and increase their productive output at work. It is sort of a magic spell that he uses on people. So let's dive into the post. At the end of 2023, the 2% community voted on what we wanted to see on 2%. Now, one big outcome of that voting is that you wanted more posts with Dr. Kashi. Now, for the unfamiliar, Dr. Kashi is the super genius from chapter 14 of The Comfort Crisis, my book. He's a great friend and someone I go to for all sorts of life advice and great conversations. So Dr. Kashi and I were recently hanging out in Las Vegas. We had spent the day in an office sort of collaborating, talking, coming up with big ideas that we want to tackle. And then afterwards, we go get some dinner at the closest place nearby, which happened to be a Denny's. So we're at this Denny's, which is just off the strip. We're drinking coffee. We're eating pancakes. You know, it's 5, 6 o'clock, something like that. So you got casino workers filing in after their shifts. They all look tired. They smell like secondhand smoke. Very Vegas moment. I really enjoyed it. So we're sitting there in this booth and we're talking about life and living it and what it takes to live it better. This is when Dr. Kashi dropped one of the more insightful things that he's ever told me. And it all centers around how do you make improvements that last? So we tend to approach life improvements like this. Step one, we realize we're dissatisfied with some part of our life. Maybe we think we need to lose weight or improve our fitness or boost our work productivity. Step two, we set a big goal. We determine where we want to go. Point B, we look for point B. That is the goal. For example, lose 50 pounds, take 1 minute off of a 5K or increase our sales by 10%. Step three, to reach that goal, point B, we adopt some big new behavior change. We commit to some big giant life overhaul. For example, when people want to lose weight, they'll go on some new diet, usually a crash diet. Or to improve their fitness, they might adopt some crash marathon training plan, right? Like couch to marathon in 8 weeks or something. Or if we want to improve our business, we're going to hire more people or invest in some special software or agency. We throw money, we got to do more, got to find this thing we're adding, right? In other words, we determine point B and we think that getting there requires diving into these big, radical new changes. But this process rarely works. For example, people fail to reach goals more than 4 out of 5 times. And some goals, like diets, they fail 95% of the time. So Dr. Kashi has developed a far more effective method. Using it, people reach their goals without really trying to reach their goal. It's quite amazing. It's almost like they reach their goal on accident. And along the way, they save resources like time, energy, and money. Like I said, it's helped his clients lose collective hundreds of thousands of pounds and keep it off. It's shifted people's work tactics in a way that doubles revenue. It's helped people win gold medals. And here's the thing if you're skeptical. Dr. Kashi has reams of data that this method works. It's worked on me, and it'll work on you. So what is the method? Okay, recall from what we just talked about how people set a goal. They select point B, then dive into some big new change, thinking that will get them there. But this skips the most important part of getting anywhere. As Dr. Kashi explained, if you want to get to a destination, point B, you need to find out where you are, point A. If you want to continue listening to this episode, please become a member of 2% with Michael Easter. Go to TWOPCT.com. Once you become a member, you'll get full access to this episode and all of our past and future episodes. Plus, you'll get the newsletter, which releases the most useful and practical health, performance, and mindset information online 3 times each week. Thanks.